Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Folks, welcome. I just noticed that somebody like, this guy's out of class, and I never knew they watched football. But it's crazy, folks. Just one second. But anywho. You know, oh yeah, I'm like, yeah, I want Arsenal to win it, you know. And I was listening to it on That's Football instead of Arsenal Fan TV. And it's like 10 minutes in, Man City scores. I'm like, De Bruyne, okay, it's over, it's done. It's not if they win, but by how much, you know, but... Yeah, whatever. This is so much going on. You know, they haven't heard by now. Maybe she's born with it. No, she's not born with it. You can't say maybe she's born with it because Dylan Mulvaney is not a chick, okay? Maybelline is basically flushing their whole company down the toilet like Budweiser did because they are partnering with Dylan Mulvaney. See, I don't understand this. This is something I want to try to figure out. If someone can explain this to me. Why is Disney quadrupling down on all these policies that people are like, we're done with it. We're not going to want. I mean, it's gotten to the point where now you have to watch a Disney movie to see if it's appropriate for your kids. Now, most 90% of people won't even let their kids watch Disney movies. And, you know, Budweiser in the toilet now. Many people, no matter what happens, there are a lot of people that, like, I'm done with the NFL. Sorry, I'm done with, I don't drink, but I wouldn't support Budweiser or any Anheuser-Busch product ever again. I don't wear makeup, so I don't need to use Maybelline. I don't use any products that are made by Johnson & Johnson. Because of the talcum powder lawsuits. You know, Robert Kennedy and Maureen Williamson have joined fellow 2007 presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for slamming the DNC for having no debates. Well, there are people that are going to go against Biden. He's not going to run uncontested unless they threaten them and say, huh, you back down now or whatever. I mean, you know, This America Last campaign ain't going anywhere. Tucker Carlson, he's got a golden ticket. Da, 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 da. He can do whatever he wants to. George Foreman, yeah. You know, Jesus is more important than fame, fortune, everything, you know. The governor of Illinois, it's going to be about $1 billion in tax money to pay for health care for illegals. Now I know where I need to go if I need health care. I'm illegal. Budweiser sales have dropped 17% since they've tried to make a comeback because of this Dylan Mulvaney. They've dropped 14%. Most people are done with Budweiser. Call them up and say, hey, I'm never using your product ever again. Bye. Don't forget this, folks. Okay.
Hello from San Antonio. I'm Max Lucado, author of Help Is Here. Today's verse is John 1:14, which says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. As I reflect upon the life of Christ, I see so many instances where Jesus was full of grace and truth. Not just grace, but truth. Not just truth, but grace. Grace and truth. Grace told the adulterous woman, I do not condemn you. Truth told her, go and sin no more. Grace invited a swindler named Zacchaeus to lunch. Truth prompted him to sell half his belongings and give to the poor. Grace washed the feet of the disciples. Truth told them, do as I have done to you. Grace invited Peter to climb out of the boat and walk on the sea. Truth revealed his lack of faith. Jesus shared truth, but graciously. Jesus offered grace, but truthfully. Grace and truth. Today, reflect on the ways that Jesus has shown you instances of grace and truth in your life.
Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only and one Son. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. You got to quadruple down because maybe she's born with it. Maybe there's something between her legs. Maybelline has actually come out now. Since Budweiser's basically flushed down the toilet, the only reason why Budweiser's probably doing anything is because there are people that are drinking, I don't support Budweiser, but they're drinking like something that's like Bass Beer is a Budweiser company. They're not knowing it, but you drink Corona, that is a Budweiser. Folks, you need to keep the no matter what Budweiser does, you need to, if you gave up Budweiser and all their products, good for you, but keep it up. Don't just sit there, now I'm going to, don't do this. Okay, I'm waiting for them to apologize because I want to get my Budweiser back. Nope, either boycott them or you don't. You either stand for something or you don't. Pardon me. And that's where this world is right now. I gave up on Fox News on election night. 90% of the people supported Tucker Carlson. And of course you're going to have some anti-woke people come out that I was official with Tucker Carlson. And he said, I'm going to destroy, I'm going to do this if you don't, they're going to say all this. They're going to try to make Tucker, sorry folks, Tucker Carlson, I love him. There ain't no one going to come out now from Fox News. Well, let me tell you what, because now I'm just waiting for them to say, this is the Tucker Carlson you didn't know. She had sexual advances brought against her. Well, I'm waiting for some sort of crap from someone that comes out of the woodwork. Yes, Tucker Carlson made sexual advances at me numerous times. Mark my word, they're gonna try to smear anyone that's pro-American. That's the problem I have with this country. Look at all these. You cannot take an oath to uphold the Constitution and support gun legislation. You cannot do it. The Second Amendment said we have the right to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed. The whole point of the Second Amendment is to keep us from the government we have now. But then you have most of these kids, young kids, they want what they think North Korea is great. They want what Cuba has. They want to have a Juche ideology with a dictatorial leader where if you have, here's six haircuts. You got 10 for women, 6 for men. They're government approved. You have photos in your house. That's all you have. And they're only as a dear leader. And they got to be polished and You know, and if you're in with the regime, you know, if you're in good standing, you know, then you go to the nicer area. If you do something that goes against the government's wishes, you go to a work camp. If you can have a, if you have lights, if you have a light bulb in your house, thank the dear leader because he created it. Thank him. If you have corn, he created it. Why do you think they want to erase history? That way, when they strip away all your freedoms, strip away everything, and they come along and they say, who made this? And I mean, kids, right? Many kids, when that guy goes around the streets and he goes, what country is the Great Wall of China in? Great Wall of China? What's the capital of the United States? The United States has a capital? I didn't know that. The capital, I don't know. What? How many states are in America? How many states are in America? A lot, I think. I don't know. 30, maybe? I don't know. They don't know anything. And they don't want them to know anything, so that when they take over and they start controlling these kids by this person that's the dear leader created the hamburger, created the car, created everything, guess what? They'll believe it because they haven't been taught anything. They don't know anything. If they get medical treatment, it's because the dear leader allows it. And then when the surgeon's done, oh, thank you, dear leader. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise the dear leader. Why do you think these kids don't know anything? I can't even tell you how many states are in America. I remember on the school bus, we used to sing 50 nifty United States. And it was these stupid songs for you to learn the, well, we didn't have cell phones. We weren't indoctrinated with TikTok. Don't worry, folks. Like, I guess I don't understand. Budweiser is basically done. They might as well just fold their doors and close shop. Because they're done. But why is Maybelline following suit? Why would a makeup company follow suit when it literally bankrupted Budweiser? They've lost billions. Disney is losing billions of dollars hand over fist. People are done with them. They're having massive layoffs. But they keep octupling down time and time again on this anti-American, anti-Christian, LGBT woke crap. Well, we need to indoctrinate your kids because you should be thrown in federal prison. You should be executed if you try to tell your kid, how dare you put the gender on the birth certificate? How dare you do that? Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a scientific fact. I'll tell you when things are my fact and when it's my, you know how, like, trust the science when it comes to COVID. Okay, well, trust the science here. You take 100 women and 10 men, and in 110 years, you're going to have a thriving community of lots of people. You have 100 trans women and 10 men in this other community. You know what you're going to have in 110 years? 110 male bodies. Just because you call yourself a giraffe doesn't make you a giraffe. This bloody notion that a man gave birth, well, it's actually a woman, but she says she's a man. So since a woman calls herself a man, you can say a man gave birth. No, I thought maybe something happened, or I saw one of those, and it was a biological female that transitioned into a male but kept her uterus. So they in vitro fertilized her, they, like, do, like, the stomach, and then they would C-section to get the baby out. So it was a biological female all along, but, and I'm like, wait a minute, that, and the whole time I'm like, that's a biological female, she has a uterus. A biological man, I can never give birth, no matter what. But don't worry, folks, it's okay. Maybelline's done for. I just can't wait to see how much they're going to lose, because they're going to go in the toilet. Now, what you need to do is you need to say, hey, if you're going to sell Maybelline products, I won't shop there. That's your next step. Okay, if you guys sell Budweiser, we're not. You need to put your money where your mouth is. Okay, if you're going to continue to sell Budweiser, we're not chopping your. Okay, if you're going to continue to sell Maybelline products, just let us know because I will never shop at your store. I do not support. If I have to go to a mom-and-pop, like little convenience stores and buy my stuff locally and pay more, then I'll do it. If that's what I have to do, that's what you need to do. Put your money where your mouth is. I mean, if you live in Illinois, I feel sorry for you. $1 billion a year in your taxes are going to pay for illegal aliens' health costs? I'm going to find out. I'm probably going to do this in some investigations. I'm going to find out how I can get that health care. How do I get health care as an illegal? I don't have any money. I'm here illegally. And you're probably going to get better care than you would. No, I'm illegal, man. I want my free health care, man. I feel sorry for you guys. You call yourself a Christian. How dare you call yourself a Christian? This is my country. I want to see you go to any other country and get free health care. I know one of my friends, they had to do something for him because he could not leave the country without having this done. And for a regular citizen, it'd be like 6 months. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay. See, I have an easy thing when it comes to, like, Budweiser. And has a bus, I don't drink, so hey. Our forefathers came here with nothing. I had $30. And I started driving a taxi. And now I started a restaurant. Not only do, you know, and if anyone can't afford, that doesn't have money, you can come in here and get a sandwich, a bag of chips, and a drink. No questions asked. You don't have to be ashamed. Come in here and sit down, and we'll feed you. I've been there before. Welcome. And anyone that takes advantage of that, then they're going to have to answer to that. Because you wonder how many people, like at Bon Jovi's restaurants that are free, people just go there and take advantage of it. Pay what they can. I can't afford. Yeah, can you bring my Bentley around? Yeah. Because they showed these videos. This guy has a suit with all these dollar bills on it. All these wealthy people and people that have money. I mean, you know, they got Louis Vuitton bags. I mean, they're richer. You know, they're coming out of Tiffany's and all this stuff. They're taking as much money as they can off that shirt. The homeless person comes up, man, I just want a water, man. I just need something to drink, man. I just need $2. All it costs, man. Are you sure? Yep. Don't worry, folks. But if you, I think you should have a say in your tax dollars. Why should my tax dollars go to pay for health care for illegal aliens? Why should I have to pay for that? If I don't support the NFL, why should my tax dollars, I should be able to designate where my tax dollars go. My tax, I want them to go to the NRA. I want them to go to conservative organizations. Like I wanted to get into it, and I don't think I got into it because I had a lot of technical issues last week on Monday and stuff. But like James O'Keefe, there were people that went to, they donate to Act Blue. It's a liberal pact. Did you donate to Act Blue? Well, I donated to Act Blue maybe $500, maybe $1,000, $600, something like that. No, our public records show that you donated like 3 times. For like $42,000. Like, and we're talking like 3 times a day for a year. or $200,000. No, I didn't donate that much.
Breaking news, unless you've already heard, Tucker Carlson is the director. He's over the whole ONA, One American Network. Yeah. He's the director of that now.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't. I've been talking about how I feel sorry for people in Illinois that they have $1 billion in taxes going to healthcare for illegals. And I was talking about that, and I was talking about how, like, you know, like, you should have your tax dollars built to designate where they go to. If I don't want to support the NFL, then my tax dollars shouldn't go to help the stadium. My tax dollars, I should be able to designate that they go to the NRA and go to conservative organizations. I mean, you have the money. You have your money. Put it where your mouth is. You know, this is what, maybe someone can explain this to me. Budweiser's in the toilet because they're getting Dylan Mulvaney as their thing. Now Maybelline's done it.
Well, Fox has lost over $1 billion.
Day one they lost a billion.
Yeah, billions of dollars. Nike had lost more money because of that Mulvaney guy.
So this is my question. Why are they
going woke? I don't know.
Why is Disney octupling down year after year on this anti-American, anti-Christian, LGBT thing? I don't understand. When they're losing money hand over fist, Budweiser should basically just close their doors. They're done. The only thing that's going to keep them going is people drinking Bass or drinking, there's a ton of beers that are technically under the Budweiser label, but they're not Budweiser, you know, like Corona and Bass and stuff like that. But if Budweiser loses like $5 billion, why would you sit there, oh, that sounds like a great idea. We're going to use her for Maybelline. Are you kidding me right now? But you have the right to say, but you have the right to say, okay, hey, you sell Maybelline products, I won't use your store. If you're going to sell Budweiser products, I won't use your store. You have the money, put it where your mouth is. You need to call these places and say, hey, sorry, I'm done with Budweiser, period. I don't drink, but I'm done with them anyway. I don't care. You know, the problem we have is you're going to have some people that, like, if Maybelline retracts it and says, oops, sorry, we apologize, we screwed up, and they switch, then, you know, there's going to be some people like, well, wait a minute here, folks. Oh, ooh, yeah. And then like a year, are you going to support them in a year? Or are you going to say, hey, they did this, I'm done? Unless they got like a new CEO and like, hey, I'm a Christian, yada, 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 we're not doing this. But, folks, don't forget, boxing legend George Foreman says this, and this is what you got to think about. Jesus is more important than fame. It doesn't matter what you achieve. You know, put God first.
When did he say this?
Very, like, in the last, like, 3 days, he's come out big time.
Cool.
And it's the truth.
Yes, it is.
Because eventually, unfortunately, I'm going to pass away. I'm not going to be here forever. My wife will die at some point. We're not eternal. The only eternal thing is Jesus Christ. You know, people, that's the one thing I hate when people, like, I want to meet God, but not today. But here's my point, though. There are so many people that put, like, I'm not truly believe this, and I was talking about this earlier. When that guy goes around, how many states are there in America? I don't know. A lot, maybe 30, I don't know. They don't want kids to know anything. Do you know why? So when they pick whoever it's going to be the dear leader that you bow down to, that created the light bulb, created the toothbrush, created the hamburger, created corn, created, if you can breathe oxygen, thank the dear leader. He invented oxygen. Oh, and you're going to have like two or three photos of the dear leader that you're going to polish. They're going to have statues everywhere. And like once a year or something on the day that he created everything, you're going to have to go and you're going to have to bow down. Well, because these kids don't know anything anyway. So if they said Joe Biden created the hamburger, they'd probably believe it. Folks, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. You know, take me to jail. I don't care. I'm still going to worship Jesus. I'm not going to back down. I'd rather be in jail praising Jesus than go to hell. But, folks, but that's the funny thing. How many people take an oath to uphold the Constitution, but they attack our freedom of speech? They go after our Second Amendment. I mean, Washington State just went after an assault weapons ban. As soon as it was signed, lawsuits hit.
Well, you know, a lot of Washington State wants to leave and go to Idaho and make a new state called Greater Idaho.
Yep. Oh, folks, sometimes you got to remember that Kenny Rogers song, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Yeah, you can't fix stupid. When you have, that's the only thing I hate is when you comment on Breitbart and like it's just full of anti-American, anti-liberals who want communism, who think that North Korea is great, that think that what they have in Cuba is great. Where they control everything you see, everything you do. Trump didn't spend $1 billion on advertising. I don't know where this person gets this. I don't understand this. They act like Trump spent $1 billion. No, he did not. And I'm not, and sorry, folks. If he did, if he even, I don't understand this. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But when it's your taxpayer dollars, think about it like that James O'Keefe thing. When they had people that, oh, I donate to Act Blue, but not $207,000, not $32,000, then who is donating all that money? If this person's only donating $500, but in their name, somebody is donating thousands and thousands of times for $207,000 that they're not, and a couple of them actually want to find out who did this. I want to know why they're doing this. Why aren't they donating the money? Why are they concealing the donor or basically laundering money through me? That's the problem. Because I was commenting on, there's a Biden ad blitz coming as top Democratic super PAC ready $75 million cash splash to donate $75 million. And to me, you know, if they really cared about America, wouldn't you take your PAC money and say, hey, we're going to help people with that. We're going to take your taxpayer dollars. Because that's what they, this super PAC, if you don't know, the money is coming from stimulus bills. We're gonna make America better. We're going to do this stimulus package. Oh, stimulus package. Sweet. Just what I need. More money printed to make it even more worthless. So. Ah, I love it. I love it, folks. You know, call me a conspiracy theorist, but Michigan Democrat Kathy Funk, who served as Flint Township clerk, was sentenced to house arrest for tampering with election ballots in 2022. I thought there was no election fraud. Oh, ooh, wow. Another person. See, there's no election fraud in 2020 election. But then when you prove that people have been arrested and thrown in jail or serving house arrest for election fraud, guess what? It's not enough to overturn the election. I never said it was enough to overturn the election. You said that there was not one illegal vote. There was not one illegal vote, no voter fraud at all, zero. You didn't say that there was a voter fraud, but not enough to overturn the election. You said there was no voter fraud at all, zero, not one illegal vote. But then when you showcase it to them, but it wouldn't overturn the election. Don't change your point. I said there was voter fraud in 2020. I didn't say how much, but there was voter fraud. You changed from there's no voter fraud to when I find it, oh, and now it's not enough to overturn the election. You change your stance. I don't. I tell it like it is. I believe, honestly, like Donald Trump won in 2020 like Reagan did when he beat Walter Mondale. 26 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget what George Foreman says. Jesus is more important than anything. Put him first. That's what we got. We got to get him back. That's why I grew up in an age, and my wife can tell you stories like I can tell you, where there were two fully loaded shotguns in the back of a pickup truck unlocked in a parking lot so that they could go hunting after school, or they went before school.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, they went before. You could cut, they had a deer face on and everything when they came in, or turkey, whatever.
And how many school shootings were there, Melissa, when you were a kid?
None.
There was a guy that...
We were taught respect. Two, if we were going to hurt each other, we would beat up each other. Kill each other.
Oh, I know. See, I grew up in an age, like I talked to a guy and he goes, yeah, there were kids that had a concealed gun in school. They never thought to, you know, they were so used to carrying it they never would have thought to shoot anybody. But we used to make fun of everybody. Like I had three friends, Mike and Ty, and me and Ty would make fun of Mike, and Mike and Ty would make fun of me, and me and Mike everyone would make fun of everybody. But if someone was to collapse in school, everyone would be there like, are you all right?
Yep.
I mean, I have a buddy that's running for Evansville, Indiana, really far down south, like 3 hours away, for the mayor. And he's like, yeah, because he's an independent. He's basically not a Republican or Democrat. He's like, yeah, good luck. I said, good luck, buddy, because, yep, and he's finding out really quickly that they don't like anyone that's not establishment. Because, you know, you can get in Indiana, a Republican, but if you come out and you let people know... And if you come out and you show your cards that you're not a rhino, that's when we got to do something quick, man. He's not a rhino. He's not going to play ball. So like back in the day with the tobacco industry where, it's deadly and dangerous and, this guy's not going to play ball. Kind of hard to turn coat when you're making $400,000 working for the tobacco industry, but when you know how toxic and deadly it is, You have to call out. I don't know if nicotine's addictive, but this causes cancer. This is, wow. And that's, you know, when you're not going to play ball, something's going to happen. And it, you know, and that's what happens. You know, there's no primary debates during the Democratic primaries. You know, Marine Williamson joins RFK Jr. in slamming the DNC for no debates during the Democratic primaries. I hope that there's a crap ton of people that try to go up against Biden, but I have a feeling they're going to be threatened, like, you need to step down. Okay, Biden is going to, because I've heard people say that they're already working on fixing the election in 24. I mean, I don't know how anybody can support this. How can you tell me that this country is better off? That's what I don't understand, what makes no sense to me. Here we go, folks. I'll explain it like this. Here we go, Trump. And people tried to stop him from having the nuclear codes and all stuff. He's going to kill us all. Trump, we're all going to die. World War III is going to come. Who was the most anti-war president? Who got more peace in this world?
World War III now.
Yeah, we're one step away from now. Yeah, but where were all the anti-war people saying, hey, I don't like Trump, but look, he's getting us out of wars. He's bringing peace. Because the people that support Biden's don't know anything. Biden supporters can't tell you how many states there are. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. Just comply. Just comply. Just shut up and take the vaccine so we can all get back to normal. Dude, if I had a dollar for every thing that I was Facebook jailed for or told I'm a conspiracy theorist that has been actually come out and proven true, not by the actual people. You know, like the pharmaceutical companies that say, yes, the vaccines never could stop the transmission of the virus. Never could. So when they went on the news and say that, hey, as soon as everyone gets the vaccine, it'll stop the spread of the virus and we can get back to normal, they were lying to you. Or somebody was telling them to say that because the pharmaceutical companies knew 110% that you could still get the virus if you were vaccinated. What the protection level is, there's still tons and tons of evidence that, guess what? Natural immunity is better. Budweiser has tried to even ramp up their sales and stuff, and there's 17% drop. I just hope people take companies like Maybelline and Budweiser and blacklist them for good, not just temporary, not just like, okay, unless they have a new CEO and I'm a Christian and this and that, and then why are you selling beer? Anywho. Don't worry, folks. It just makes you wonder why these companies are, okay, this is flush this company down the toilet. Let's follow their lead. 20-1, I can make my company bankrupt faster than yours. You're on. I mean, it's sad that back in the day, you had to sit there and go, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Let's watch a Disney film. Great. Put one in. Then it went to, I'm going to have to watch it first to make sure it's appropriate. Now, I wouldn't even let my kids near a Disney movie unless it's one that's one of the old ones where Walt Disney is actually having his hand in it. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You okay?
Yes, I'm just, it's just, I don't understand. I just wish I could make sense of all these companies that are quadrupling down on policies that are basically going to bankrupt their company and flush them in the toilet. But thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. You know, I thought you would want to, hey, this is going to be a good thing for us. It's going to be a great thing for us. Let's do it. Budweiser went bankrupt, belly up. Let's follow suit.
Budweiser has gone bankrupt.
Dang near. The only thing that's going to happen with Budweiser is there's a lot of people that are probably drinking products that they are under the belly of that they don't realize. I want you to, for like 2 minutes, talk about the thing with Tucker Carlson.
Well, I kind of want you to check back me. Because I've seen it on TikTok, but I've seen it from very credible sources. But Tucker Carlson has now taken the position as the director of ONA, One American Network. Besides that network and Newsmax, those are the only networks we will watch from now on. We don't do Fox. Used to, love the Five. That's the only thing I miss on Five, except for Jesse Waters and Greg. Which I have also heard that they are three other big conservatives on the chalking block at Five. Rumor has it that it's Lori Ingram, Judge Jeanine, and either Greg. For one, they sided with Tucker on the Dominion thing, but I've also heard that that's not even the reason why he's getting fired. I don't know why that's dying. But anyway, that's what I've heard. Fast, double-check me on that.
Okay.
I think you could Google or search it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I never understood
that's
that
what
that
I heard.
Dominion.
Literally on TikTok on my way home.
Yeah.
But it was a news source. It wasn't
off
a guy saying it. It was a news source on
TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've never understood that Dominion, because I know when Mike Lindell's like, come after me because you're going to have to prove all my claims that I can prove. Because like with the Dominion voting machines,
what the thing is about that is, honey, Dominion sued Fox. They had to pay a $78 billion or $1 million lawsuit over that. And they named Tucker Carlson in it. But they also named others. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, quickly fact check and see if you...
But no, what I'm saying is like when Mike Lindell wanted them to come after him because then he could prove that they could take these voting machines and connect to the internet. And all these claims that they made about Dominion's voting machines, Mike Lindell goes, I can prove all these things, X, Y, and Z. And it's like, you know, that's what doesn't make sense. Like, if Mike Lindell said, like, okay, come after me because they're going to have to show their cards. They're going to have to show all this evidence. So I don't know. Yeah, my mom was trying to call me. She got a bug in my ear. Like, I don't think she forgot I had my show tonight, but.
Where's my phone? I can text her.
Yeah.
But I'm done planting, but I'm going to plant. The other stuff I'll plant tomorrow. But I might have to get my rotor out and do some stuff that I didn't do before. But I don't know, because if we move next year, I don't want to have to dig it up. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, folks, question anyone who takes the oath of office to uphold the Constitution but tries to take away your freedom of speech. I'll put it like this. If you give up your liberty for security, you lose both and you deserve neither. That's the problem. My freedom of speech doesn't trump yours. If, you know, these people that, like, because Charlie Kirk wants to speak at a university and you don't want him there, you're a fascist if you try to keep him from speaking. I don't want to keep you from speaking. I want to go to a KKK rally and hear the KKK. I don't agree with them, but I want to hear what they have to say. What a concept. I don't have to agree with what they say. I don't have to support what they say. It's crazy, folks. It's crazy, folks. I don't agree with them, but they have the right to say what they want to say, as long as they're not killing people. They have a right to do stuff. We have freedoms in this country, but I guess you're tolerant. I'm supposed to love everyone except for God and country. I'm supposed to love everyone and be tolerant as long as I'm LGBTQ. I'm a Christian. Yeah. My mom can be a drug addict, alcoholic, or bulimic. Guess what? Would I love my mom? Yes, I would. I would love my mom. I wouldn't love the fact that she's a bulimic, druggy, alcoholic. She's not any of those things, but I'm just saying, you know, you can love somebody. You don't have to love who they are, you know. I mean, I'm crazy. My wife doesn't have to like the fact that I'm, she can love me, but doesn't have to love that I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But she does.
You're me, you love that, and I'm crazy.
Eh, you can't be in the restaurant business and not be crazy. But anywho, folks, God gave you another day. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Stand up. Be there for other people. Help people. Get this nation, if they want to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, thank you. Sorry, no, I'm not going to play your games. Sorry, I'm not going to play that game. I'm better than that. I'm better than that. I'm better than that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stand up. Stand up for your rights while you still have them. Respect other people. You don't have to agree with them. You're the one being all, you're getting in my face. I'm being I'm peaceful, not you. I want to get into some Premier League because I haven't been able to talk to that much. I've been so busy with all the stuff going on in my country, but man, did Arsenal bottle it today. I'm like, do I listen on Arsenal Fan TV or do I go to That's Football? I thought Arsenal, come on, this is to me it's the game of the century. This is deciding if Man City and De Bruyne or Arsenal and Arteta win the and I'm like, within 10 minutes when Arsenal goes down 1-0, and I'm like, De Bruyne scores. I'm like, I'm like, I hope Arsenal comes back. I'm basically, no joke. I'm like, it's not if they lose, but by how much? And it was like 4-1. Ouch. Arsenal fans are like, what you be thinking? You bottle it like you did in the final years with Austin Pinker. You bottle it. You've blown it. Arsenal blown it. I thought this might be the year that they could win the title. Nope. They lost to Man City and it was, you know. But don't worry, folks. I'm a Manchester United fan and there's talk that I think Sir Jim really wants to own the club so bad that he's willing to give 20% of it to the Glazers. We'll keep the Glazers. I'll have 20% ownership if I take over the club.
Can I ask, why does the Glazers want even 20%? They don't care. They don't maintain.
Money. And I honestly think they want to get the money and get out. And you look at Sir Jim, he's thinking that might be the only way I can maybe get in as the owner because Qatar is going to way outbid him. I just hope. This should have been done a long time ago. I'm tired. Every time I turn around, this is the final day for the final bids to go in. The final bids to go in. Lord. Lord help me. You know. And he does. But, I mean, any percentage of anybody wanting Sir Jim has gone to zero, negative. I'm negative 11% want Jim. I mean, it's done. They were all like, we need to clean house. That's what, we're going to clean house. All of them said that. Now, how are you going to clean house if you're going to keep the Glazers in any form? 1%, then they will be able to have a say in what goes on at that freaking club. They're flushing it down the toilet, and they have for 17 years. I didn't want them there when we were winning titles under Alex Ferguson. Now you got bloody Austin Wenger, you know, those years, like, oh, Arsenal, I'm like, we're through those years. Maybe they'll finally do something. I think I still have Stan Kroenke as their owner. I'm like, yes, sir. This is Arsenal's year. I got to give it to them. Nope. It kind of reminded me of the Austin Wenger years near the end where they kind of do really good in the beginning and they tank. I was hoping they would win. I was pulling for Arsenal, you know. Robbie, you an Arsenal fan TV. This is your no, it's not. Like if you ever saw the movie Trainspotting, you've blown it, son. You've blown it. But, yeah. And it's like, the Glazers have flushed United down the toilet and they're still trying to, come on, man. I'm surprised they only asked for $6 million. I thought they would have tried to chew him up, you know. We want $10 billion. That way, if someone comes in, we'll pay you $6 million. Take, you know, they're trying to milk as much as they can out. And Sir Jim, I'm sorry, I can't stand the guy anymore. It's like, I honestly think that's his strategy. He thinks the only way he can possibly ever gain ownership is, well, I'll have them at 20%. I don't want them at a tenth of a percent. I want them gone. I want to win. I think what we've got top four sewed up, so I'm not too concerned. You know, I have a buddy that's a Leicester City fan. He's like, with about 90 seconds left, yeah, we're trying not to get relegated. I'm like, I think you can get out of that battle. You know, I think we can possibly get third place. But we don't have any depth. It's like, okay, if you have an injury, okay, we have no one to replace you. I think the issues we're having with Ten Hag has nothing to do with him. It's like, hey, I'm doing the best I can with the crap I have. I'm doing the best I can, man. They need to spend money. See, if I was him, I'd say, hey, don't tell me you ain't got no budget for me for a transfer window. You overpaid by this much for him. You overpaid by this much by him. You overpaid. Look at all these. And I would go back. Look at all these people that you overpaid for. Yeah, he's someone that might turn into something, but if he hadn't done it by now, he probably won't. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our safety. Until next Monday, good night, everyone. God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.